Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to be talking about bread and the best plans. Bread and the best plans. Man, is God good or what?
All the time.
Always.
All the time. Isn't it amazing how God can lay things out so simply, and yet we try to complicate it, and next thing you know, we're saying it's real hard, but it's because we're actually trying to fulfill our complicated plans for our complicated reasons.
Yeah.
Because it's complicated.
All right.
Is what people say. And it's like, but it was so easy when I knew nothing, and all of a sudden I know something, and why is it harder now I know something? Mm-hmm. Maybe what I know is something that I shouldn't know, or the way I perceive what I know, that now I'm taking pride in what I know. I think about this. I think, the best plans cannot keep a man from sin. Quite often, the best plans is the very thing that leads a man into sin.
Right.
Because a man begins to put trust in his plans. When things are so well spelled out, when a family is so stable and that God has blessed it, the children can be born into a stable household, blessed, pantry full, power flowing, water flowing, school, transportation. That awesome plan makes it real difficult for the children to understand how that came about. And a child can begin to be doubtful.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming it just happens, and this great plan, because it's so well laid out, the child doesn't even have a grid that this is God. This is what God has done. Mm-hmm. And quite often, the next generation will lose the blessing because mm-hmm. they just didn't understand how it happened. And so that beautiful ramifications and fruit from their parents' life, as that example, became a stumbling block if the parents did not explain to that child or let that child suffer the reality of life it takes to be able to seek God for these things so God can provide for you. It's like, maybe that wasn't a good plan if I didn't let my child grow up and didn't let my child go through some difficult times. Man, if God expects me, and he's good, to have to till the soil, to plant a seed, to water it, fertilize it, and weed it to eat, why should I deprive my own kids' hands of soil and fertilizer? And facing that there's weeds to pull in life, and that there's soil to till, and there's seed to buy that you have to work for to be able to plant the processes of life. How many parents today are acting like the government like the parents? It's like, oh, you don't have to do anything. You can stay on your parents' insurance policy till you're 50 years old. It's like, I think parents just became government. Listen, you can stay on your parents' insurance till you're 25. 25, you should not even live till like 35 or 40. I mean, now 25? Which means you're delaying the reality of how are they going to know how to acquire finances to be able to have their own insurance, to provide for their own family, to have their own, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the best laid plans do not keep us from sin. Quite often, if even though things are going well in your life and you want to bless other people, the best blessing you can have for people quite often is to teach them how to fish.
Mm-hmm.
To teach them, tell them your testimony, how you got here, how God brought you here. And if you continue to eat from this table, you have to understand that every breadcrumb, every piece of meat, the light that shines over this table, the fork you put in your mouth, the plate you set the food on, and the bed you lay your head on, it comes from God. God provided these things. This is where they come from. And I think about Romans chapter 7, when Paul's talking about, when I want to do good, when I get these great plans together to, for things to work out, and I want to do good, I find out, man, that it doesn't always work out. I find out that evil's always present with me. I feel that he said there's sin in me that leads me to sin. He even talks about, the members of my body, it's waging war against the law of my mind. What's going on? This wretched man that I am. In other words, all the good plans, even the blessings. I mean, look right now, one of the best laid out nations in the history probably of the world, America, this great plan is not saving anyone. Nobody's getting saved because America, was a successful experiment. that it was a good plan. It was the U.S. Constitution's a great God-inspired document, and it's a great plan, but it still has sinful man around it. Mm. So you have people trusting in the plan, and the plan's not making, it's not bringing us to a place of repentance. The best plans don't keep us away from sin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people are preaching, you know, the Constitution, and we're getting more and more, we're making that the thing we need to manipulate that allows us to be able to be in the sin that we want to be in, instead of saying, no, it's preach Jesus Christ and the Word of God, because no matter how good the plan is, it's not going to keep us from sin. So you're seeing people today say, we need to expand the plan. We need to make government bigger, because this is a great plan that we can actually take care of everyone, that we can pay people. We can put food on that plate, put forks by their plates. We can put lights over their tables. We can put give them beds to lay in. We could do all these different things in this great plan. And so, yeah, it'll do everything but one thing. It won't lead them to the God who provided those things. It's not a good plan. The best plans cannot keep you out of hell. The widest roads are the ones that lead you there. I mean, this is Paul talking about, you know, here I go to do good and I find out evil's there with me. And he says, because of that, because of all these realities, he says that the law of God, the commands of God are good. Why are they good? Because they let us know that the best plans, even with these great plans, even with America, we can see where you get off track. You can see where we left God. But if we don't have the Word of God, the commands of God, we don't know if we've gone astray. We're trusting in the plans of men and not the plans of God. And people are saying, why is it getting worse? Why is it getting worse? It's because we are violating a principle taught by Paul in Romans chapter 7, that the very law itself, you know, produces sin. I mean, it causes sin in our life. And it makes sin utterly sinful, he says. And in that, we begin to see, wait a minute. If I want this good plan to succeed, I got to go back to God's plan. I got to get back in His Word. And we have a particular segment. You got to hear it. It's called Living Within the Lines, Playing Within the Lines. But football makes no sense without lines on the field.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And nobody's going to play. You may play it for a little while, but after a while, you're going to be in a deep argument, a theological argument, that this was a touchdown.
Yeah. And they're going to say, no, it wasn't.
They're going to say, you were close, but that was not a touchdown, you know, and because they're, you know, you thank God for the lines that are there on the field, because people just start doubting everything, doubting everyone. There's no lines on that field. There's no word on that field. Even though it was a good idea to play ball, because there's no lines, eventually it has no meaning, and it will not keep you from sin. Right. It won't. What will keep you from sin in football is lines, L-I-N-E-S, lines. Because it shows you when you're offsides. It shows you when you score a touchdown. It helps you, okay, they scored, we didn't. It's a Saints moment. And understanding that's, imagine living your life in your own plans, playing on a field with no lines. That's what it's like. And right now, America's looking at a good plan called, you know, the Constitution. They're looking at a good plan, this system, this economy, democracy, good plan. But it doesn't keep a man from sin. Mm-hmm. We need some lines. We need some roads. We need to know who designed this thing. We need to know, where does bread come from? We need to know who causes the stars to shine and who put them in the place. We need to know this creator. We need to know who created us and why he created us. We need to understand again that without understanding that, we can't have faith. How can you have faith in a God that you don't believe that exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him? How can you have faith in a God that you don't even know he's the creator? You can't have faith. How can you pray to a God you're doubting if he actually can do what you want him to do, and he's actually created you and everything that you see? Mm-hmm. The best plans do not keep us out of sin. And believe me, I have seen Pat make some great plans. Now, personally, Steve's made some good plans, and it just doesn't work out, right?
No, it does not.
No, I've made some plans.
How hard you try.
There's times I'm like, you know, this plan right here, I'm telling you what will be the next thing that I'll find out how much more humble I can be when I get humiliated at the end of it, because it's not going to work, right? Because that kind of men's, we trust in the plans of men, including our own. What we're going to find is we're going to crash and burn because that law within itself that we created ourselves, it fuels our sin nature. Mm-hmm. But God's law brings us to the cross. It brings us to a place of humility. It brings us to a place of awareness. Yes, I have sinned, but God can forgive me. Yes, you expect much from me, everything, not just some things, everything. Cost us everything. Pick up your cross, deny yourself, follow me. A disciple is someone who gives up everything to follow God. But we know that by doing that, by trusting in his finished work on the cross, that plan, the plan of God, we can trust him because his plan was to redeem us through his son. This is a plan, not our plan. Our plan would be totally different. Our plan would be totally different. But it's, we don't have to worry about our plan. His plan is that he wanted to redeem mankind. It started in the garden. We blew it with the fall of man. But as we were coming out, he still began to make covenants with his folks, with people, with men, and said, you know, I will do this if you will do that. And finally, the final covenant, the covenant of the New Testament that came, the testament of Jesus Christ, he had a plan to redeem us. And that plan is a successful plan that will bring you into his presence and fellowship with him. And even despite our flaws and our good intentions and failed intentions, God will forgive you of, and me, of our faults and our failures and our mistakes. I mean, we'll cry out, yeah, wretched man that I am, when I want to do good, evil's right here present with me. Who will save me from myself, Paul said. And he says, thanks be to Jesus Christ. For there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. The plan of God is to be in Christ, to abide with him, to make him the Lord of your life, to realize the only way, the only plan that's going to work is when you bow not just your head, but your entire life before him and say, I am yours. And I know when I do that, you say that I'm yours too. And then we'll walk this thing out together. And I will follow your ways. I'll learn your ways. I'll follow another. I'll hear your voice. Your plans are good for me. Plans to bless me and prosper me and restore the years of my own ignorance and good plans my man plans has caused. And to bless me. Hey, how about you? Are you tired of making your own plans? And you watch the next series on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Mm-hmm. You watch something else and also you're all pumped up. Now here you're going to go do all these different things only waiting to fail after the next Tony Robbins seminar, because you're going to make these great plans. What you're going to do, I'll tell Steve's bearing witness with Steve's history here, and all of a sudden it just crashes and burns. I got a plan for you. This plan is the plan of God. He gave his son to die for you. He knew that you wouldn't be able to do it, that all your plans would fail, but his plans would succeed and your plans and him would succeed, because if you trust God and his plan, his finished work on the cross of Christ, when Jesus said it is finished, his spirit will empower you to fulfill his plans. You're designed for him. You were created for his pleasure. All these other things are just distractions. If you want to find your purpose and your meaning, if you want to succeed, enter into the plan of God. When you do this, you will succeed. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.